And that is, by grace, I'm saved, grace free and boundless. And we're looking at that on Tuesday, Rumination, August the 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. And with me is Pastor Mark Smith. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Tom. How you doing this fine morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Why is it a fine morning?
It's a beautiful day, I'll tell you. It's a little hot, but not too bad.
About
what you expect for the end of August.
Well, it was 95 last week.
Yeah, oh, I know. We've had some hot ones.
That's for sure. Yes, we're kind of taking a look now at a hymn, By Grace I'm Saved, Free and Boundless. Actually, there are a few hymns that surpass this one on the subject of grace. And it was included and popularly sung in the Evangelical Lutheran Hymn Book in 1912. But it was written by Christian L. Scheidt, and he based it on Ephesians chapter 2, 8 and 9, for by grace we're saved.
Right, sure.
And it first appeared in 10 stanzas in a hymnal of 1742.
Oh, wow. 10 stanzas.
So that would automatically make it a communion hymn.
Yeah. Communion distribution hymn.
Although the hymns I'm singing this Sunday, the first one is 8 stanzas.
And you'd have to have at least 200-300 people for it to use all the verses.
Oh, why is that?
Well, it takes a while to sing 10 stanzas.
Well, 5 people can do it as well as 200.
Yeah, you know, it's too bad. That's a fault I have. If I look at a real long hymn, I say, oh, I don't want to sing that one. Because, you know, then you got to decide, you know, what verses do you or don't you sing. And, there's some wonderful hymns that just have a lot of verses to
them. What I've done is sometimes I'll start a big hymn 5 verses before the sermon, and instead of the Creating Me, 5 after the sermon.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Get it that way. As long as you just don't sing the first verse of A Mighty Fortress. Because the last line is, on earth is not as equal.
He's not as equal.
And it's not talking about Jesus.
No, it's not talking about Jesus. It's talking about the devil.
Well, we do have 5 verses here. Uh-huh. So let's go ahead by reading the first one.
Okay. By grace I'm saved, grace free and boundless. My soul, believe and doubt it not. Why stagger at this word of promise? Has Scripture ever falsehood taught? No, then this word must true remain. By grace, you too will life obtain.
So is this a hymn written for believers or unbelievers?
That's a good question.
Well, from the context, it has to be believers. Because the question is, has Scripture ever falsehood taught? Unbelievers would always say, oh, yeah, all kinds of places.
Uh-huh.
But a believer would not.
Yeah. It's written from the perspective of somebody, you know, who, I am saved by grace alone.
That's right. And he's testifying
about
that you are also. It really hits the true message of Christianity when it talks about the promise.
Yeah.
Because why stagger at this word of promise? So we inherit the kingdom of God by grace. What's the opposite of inherit that all other religions believe?
Earn.
Well, it sounds like inherit.
Merit.
Yes.
Merit. Yeah.
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 It's a difference between merit and inherit.
Right.
And you can always tell whether a Christian is speaking from the new man or the old Adam when you ask him, are you sure you will be saved? And if he says, oh, yes, because I believe.
Mm-hmm, yeah, or I try to be a good person.
Exactly.
As good as I can, you know.
Exactly.
And sure.
But faith is not the reason that a person is saved. Grace is.
That's right.
Are we going to have to go through this again? Between justice, grace, and mercy.
You know, before we even started the program, I thought, boy, I thought the same thing. Are you going to have to explain that again? I really think it's excellent.
Yes.
But for some reason, I have a hard time remembering the very words that you use.
They're all the same words with the word deserve in it.
Uh-huh.
Justice means you get
what you deserve.
Yes.
Which is death and judgment.
Well, that's what we confess.
Yes.
Temporal and eternal
punishment.
Mercy is you don't.
You don't get what you deserve.
Very good.
Mercy is what you don't get deserved.
And grace is you get
what you don't deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have a hard time remembering that, Tom. I understand the concepts, but the way you say it, I have a hard time remembering that.
Yeah.
And I think it's so helpful. I really think it's a helpful.
Oh, my.
Diagram. What would you call that? A diagram?
Well, an analysis of reality.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
From God's point of view.
Let's say it again for the people.
Yes.
Justice is when you get what you deserve.
Right.
Which is punishment.
That's right.
All right. Mercy is when you don't get what you deserve.
Right.
And grace is when you get what you don't deserve.
Yes. How can
okay,
you forget that?
I'll remember it. I'll remember it until we go over it again.
Yes, I know. We'll bring it up each week. It's interesting that every one of these stanzas begin with the words, by grace.
Mm-hmm. By grace, right.
In fact...
Yeah, if you don't get the main theme of the hymn, you're really...
Explain to the listening audience what are the three solas of the Reformation.
Sola Scriptura, which is
yes.
the Bible, God's word alone.
Yep.
Sola Gratia, which is by grace alone.
Yes.
And Sola Fide, which is we're saved by faith alone, not by works.
Yes. Now, sometimes there's a fourth one added in there.
By Christ alone.
Very good, yes. And sola means only or alone.
Right.
And so, by grace I'm saved, and this is important, free. So there's...
Right. Absolutely free gift.
There's no way I can merit it.
No, that's right.
Yes.
It's a free gift.
It's kind of like, if you change salvation to adoption, then you could say, by adoption I become a member of the family free and boundless. Because in adoption, you get food, you get clothing, you get bed, you get transportation, you get all the gifts of being a child. And therefore, my soul believe and doubt it not. Why would a person doubt that they're saved by grace?
Well, because our old sinful nature makes us think that, I've got to do something for it.
Yes.
I've got to earn it. I've got to win it myself. That's our old sinful nature, we're programmed that way because of our sins.
That's right. Well said. It's called original sin. And therefore, when we look at everything in the temporal realm, you get ahead by what you do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so you just assume that's true in the spiritual realm, but it isn't. It's not getting ahead by what you do. It's getting ahead by what Christ has done.
Exactly.
It's totally different.
Yeah, it wasn't free for him.
No.
It was very costly. He gave his life.
Yes.
His holy precious blood.
And the believer, therefore, says, has Scripture ever falsehood taught? Never.
Never.
Never. There's no contradictions, all the history. But interestingly enough, you can have the Bible memorized. You can believe Jesus died, that he rose, all these things, and you'll still go to hell, because that's called historic faith.
Right.
It's a faith that the Pharisees had, the unbelieving Pharisees.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They believed in Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
They believed in 6-day, 24-hour creation. But when Jesus came, what they say?
Well, remember what Jesus said. You search the Scriptures because in them you think you find eternal life.
That's right.
And they are they which testify of me.
Yes.
So you missed the point.
Yeah, you missed the whole point.
You've missed the forest for the tree,
You'd have to change the parable. There was a lost sheep, and he went out and found a shepherd.
Yeah.
and he jumped on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And he said, "Carry me home."
Yeah, that's about it. Or the lost coin jumped back in the in the jar.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, stanza two.
By grace, none dare lay claim to merit. Our works and conduct have no worth. God, in His love, sent our Redeemer, Christ Jesus, to this sinful earth. His death did for our sins atone, and we are saved by grace alone.
I'm just amazing. I watch the ID station quite a bit. It's all these true murders.
Oh. What do you want to watch that stuff for?
Because it
what's
shows...
it called, the ID station?
Yeah, like it's about police cases.
I see.
And they have all kinds of programs.
All kinds of murders, huh?
Yeah, the last one I saw, there was this woman cheating with a man who was already married, and then she gets murdered. But at her, by the other wife, of course.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. And then at her funeral, everyone was saying, what a wonderful, loving woman she was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm yelling at the TV, no, she committed adultery.
She's a homebreaker.
In fact, she got what she deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's a concept that's just not heard these days. Yeah. Everybody is considered to be having conduct that is worth something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it doesn't matter even what the crime is. There's always somebody there who says, well, you know, we are really surprised because he was such a loving person and this sort of thing. I really enjoy watching because these are programs that really are reality because they're true stories.
Oh, boy, Tom.
Well, you
nothing
have
like
to,
good wholesome entertainment for you.
But then they become part of the sermon.
Yeah. You use them in your sermon illustrations.
Yes, to show that every time you do sin, there's going to be a negative consequence.
Uh-huh.
And you may not be aware of it sometimes. Uh-huh. But, yeah. Boy, yeah. Look at how many
you're
people.
You're not going to find any grace in those shows.
That's no. Except for, you know, the immediate family, they still, uh-huh. you know, oh, we remember her. She was such a wonderful woman. No, she wasn't. She committed adultery. And, you know, think about this. When people commit suicide, look at the negative consequences.
Oh, it's far reaching. It's far reaching.
Yeah, it's such a selfish act.
Yeah,
there's no love there at all. And, of course, there's no obedience to God's commandment. So remember, you just read, by grace none dare lay claim to merit. This is where grace and merit are opposites. And it says, God in his love sent our Redeemer, Christ Jesus, to this sinful earth. His death did for our sins atone, which means he paid the punishment.
Exactly.
They were talking about the Bible study earlier today, making the point how Jesus became sin for us.
Mm-hmm.
And some scholars think that he became sin for us when he died on the cross. I don't agree with that. What was the action where he became sin for us?
I think baptism.
Yes.
When he was baptized.
By John the Baptist.
Exactly. He took the sins. That's why I believe he said to John, no, suffer to be for now. It's expedient.
That all righteousness.
Yes. Right. It's necessary. Even John didn't understand.
No. He said, I ought to be baptized by you, not vice versa.
Right.
But in order to fulfill all righteousness.
That sinful exchange, that exchange of our sins of the whole world, he took them on.
Yeah, yes.
He was. I used to think that it was in the Garden of Eden is where he was feeling the weight of sin.
Garden of Gethsemane.
I'm sorry.
Well, actually, it was the Garden of Eden.
You're right. Yeah.
Genesis 3:15.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm going to come and the devil will wound me and I will wound him.
The promise was there in Genesis 3:15.
He already felt the weight there.
That's right.
Yeah. So you could even say his incarnation, because was he not circumcised?
Yes.
And
he shed blood even then.
That's for sinful males. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the Bible study I had Sunday, they really loved it because I showed five ways in which God saved infants apart from infant baptism.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to go into them right now, but the big one I just love because they did a lot of study on this. You know, male children circumcised. How about female children? What happened to them?
Okay, Tom.
There is no answer.
There isn't. Yeah.
And yet they're considered part of the family of
Absolutely.
God.
Absolutely, sure.
All right, I'll read three. By grace, God's Son, our only Savior, came down to earth to bear our sin. Was it because of your own merit that Jesus died your soul to win? No, it was grace, and grace alone, that brought him from his heavenly throne. Now, there's even a lot of Lutherans who believe it was by their own merit. If you ask them, In your neighborhood, have you got a better chance of being saved than some of your neighbors? Oh, absolutely. There's this one neighbor. He drives over my lawn and his leaves fall in my... Yeah, I'm a much better person than he is. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden...
Oh, yeah, we got to watch. You know, it's so easy for us to fall into that rut of thinking that, we're better than they are.
Yes.
And or we're saved because we've got the pure doctrine. Our doctrine is more pure. You know, our faith is more solid.
That's, yeah, thank God I'm not like other Christian denominations who don't have pure doctrine. That's a Pharisee.
That's right.
Speaking.
Absolutely.
Yes. And by God,
you have to watch out for that.
Yeah. That's where pride comes in. You know, the gospel for this week is out of the heart comes
murders, adulteries, fornications, and the like.
And names every one of them.
That's right.
You know. And, That's something. Stanza 4.
By grace, this ground of faith is certain. As long as God is true, it stands. What saints have penned by inspiration, what in his word our God commands, our faith in what our God has done depends on grace, grace through his Son.
Yes, the ground of faith is certain. Now this next one. As long as God is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you laugh? Because it sounds like...
Well, as long as God is true.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, of course he is.
Yes.
Of course he's true. Absolute truth.
In fact, what's one of his names?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes, exactly. And when he's talking about the truth, the way I best explain it, he just doesn't give true facts. He gives the true understanding of God in regard to your reality.
Right.
You want to interpret how God reacts to you? Do not look at your life, your experience, because sometimes it looks like he's mad at you. Look instead to his word.
His word. That's right. It is dependable. It's unshakable.
It says it's the ground of faith. Now, it's kind of interesting. What's the Greek word for word?
Logos.
That it's applied both to Scripture and to
Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Jesus says, I am the Word.
I am the Word, right?
Yes.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yep. That's John. That's excellent. The passage, was it last week or the week before I preached on, he says, I am the bread of life. And I said, this is why the English is so bad. You don't realize why the people think he's committing blasphemy when he says, I am the bread. Because he doesn't say, emi, E-I-M-I, the bread. He says, ego, emi.
Uh-huh.
Which is the translation into the Greek of what God says at Mount Sinai.
I am who I am. I am who I am, right.
In fact, they're so understanding of that at the Garden of Gethsemane, what happens to the soldiers when they ask him, are you the Jesus? And he says, I am.
He says, I am, and they fall back.
That's right. I used to think that they were zapped with glory fire or something. No, they're hearing blasphemy.
They're appalled, you know.
Yes, by what he says, because he's using the name of God for himself.
Yeah. In their minds, he was committing the height of blasphemy.
Exactly. Stanza 5.
By grace to let me start over again. By grace to timid hearts that tremble in tribulation's furnace tried, by grace in spite of fear and trouble, the Father's heart is open wide. Where could I help and strength secure if grace were not my anchor sure?
Yeah, your inability to talk shows that you don't go much beyond four verses. Once you get to the fifth.
Yeah, you know, I'm just not familiar with those last verses.
Well, I thought there were only five verses here. There's six.
Six, absolutely.
What is meant by in tribulation's furnace?
Well, Jesus himself says, in this world you have many troubles.
That's right.
But be of good cheer, I've overcome the world.
So we
he talks about refining us like silver.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But the tribulation would be the tribulations from Satan. Uh-huh. And a lot of times we think we're in the oven, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes we jump out of the frying pan
into the fire. Tom.
Yes. Thank you. See, I can't go past four verses either. But the idea that the Father's heart is open wide, where could I help and strength secure? if grace were not my anchor sure. So what does an anchor do on a boat?
Oh, it holds it in place.
Yeah.
Holds a boat in place, right?
And that's what grace does.
Yeah. When I hear that that one line, it says, the Father's heart is open wide. What parable do you think of? You think of the prodigal son coming back, and the father runs down the road.
Yeah, good.
Runs down the road and welcomes him into his arms.
Exactly.
You know, embraces his son.
Even though the son is coming back to manipulate the father.
Him, that's right.
Yeah, make me one of your best paid servants, and I'll pay you back.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, sure. Thanks, son. Yeah, I didn't realize that one parable I had done for the Sunday school, which I'm doing again today on Issues, etc., sometime between 3 and 5, but it was about the guy forgave one fellow who didn't forgive the other fellow.
Oh, the unmerciful servant.
Yes. Now, the guy who didn't forgive the other fellow, he only owed him 3 months' wages. You know how many years he would have had to pay the master back, the first guy?
Oh, it was 10,000 talents.
200 years.
Yeah, 10,000 talents.
Yes.
A humongous sum.
Yeah. It's in the millions of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jesus meant that for hyperbole. That's how many sins.
Yes.
You know, if we had to work off our sins, there's no way we could.
This is why Luther soon realized when you go to confess your sins to the priest, you cannot name all of them because you don't have enough time in the day.
No, that's right.
Stanza 6.
By grace, on this I'll rest when dying. In Jesus' promise I rejoice. For though I know my heart's condition, I also know my Savior's voice. My heart is glad. All grief has flown since I am saved by grace alone. This would make a good funeral hymn, wouldn't it?
No, oh, absolutely.
At least that final verse especially.
Which reminds me, as a pastor for many years, I run into a lot of people who are not really looking forward to death. You know, they've got a family, they got a good job, they have possessions they enjoy and such. And you wonder what's going to happen. And yet every time they get into a situation where they know they're going to die, they do it with a smile on their face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's because of this verse. When dying in Jesus' promise, I rejoice. And one promise, although some scholars don't think it's part of the Bible, he that believes and is
baptized shall be saved.
Yes. And there are plenty of other promises about baptism.
Absolutely.
In Romans 6 and such, if you don't think that's part of the Bible. But at any rate, I know my heart's condition. See, that's sinful. But I also know my Savior's voice.
My sheep hear my voice.
My sheep hear my voice.
And I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life.
You see, this only has 1, 2, 3, 4 passages at the bottom of the hymn to look at, whereas there's probably about 80 that this is referring to. This is why it's one of the greatest hymns about the sola, the only, the alone, by grace. And unfortunately, a lot of Christians, you know what they think of grace as? A power source. Yeah, I can do this because I've been given enough grace. No. Grace is not a power source. It's God's attitude towards you. It makes a big difference. You going to be using this Sunday?
Very, very possibly, yes.
Yeah, because you have communion every Sunday.
Every weekend.
Oh.
Sometimes we do it Saturday night.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So do you have different hymns on Saturday than Sunday?
No, same. I always try to have the same hymns.
So how can you have a communion hymn when you don't have communion?
Well, you pick, you just do. No, like Sunday. We had a baptism Sunday.
Yeah.
We didn't have it Saturday night. But I said, hey, to remind us of the baptism that will take place tomorrow, we're going to sing the baptismal hymn this evening.
Did you use, as we bring this child forward?
Let's see. No, it was that
had to be a
miracle. Always a miracle when it happens.
When are your church services?
Church service is at, Saturday is at 5 p.m. Saturday at 5 p.m. and Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
And
Prince of Peace Lutheran Church.
The same sermon?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Address?
8646 New Sappington Road. We're just south of the Watson-New Sappington intersection.
Weekday morning at 9:30 on Worldwide KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Long Gospel, please make your check payable to Concordia Mission Society and mail it to Tom Baker, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri, 63132. To give online, visit lawandgospel101.com or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.